In our era obsessed with safety and predictability, love stands as a defiant rebellion. Alain Badiou's In Praise of Love confronts our contemporary approach to relationships with both intellectual rigor and poetic sensitivity. The book emerged from a dialogue at the Avignon Festival on Bastille Day, a deliberate choice highlighting love's cosmopolitan, subversive energy rather than nationalist sentiment. In a culture where dating apps promise compatibility without risk, get love without chance, Badiou's work has resonated with diverse audiences, from philosophy departments to celebrities like Angelina Jolie, who reportedly found it transformative for her understanding of relationships. But why has this slim volume struck such a chord? Perhaps because it articulates what many feel intuitively, that something essential about love is being lost in our algorithmic, risk-averse approach to human connection. Love today faces two fundamental threats. The first is the safety paradigm, exemplified by dating websites promising certainty without risk. Dating algorithms function as modern arranged marriages for individual security, reducing human chemistry to data points in the name of precision. The second threat reduces love to merely one pleasure among many, easily discarded when inconvenient. This approach avoids the genuine encounter with otherness that constitutes love's transformative power. What's striking is how these seemingly opposite approaches, calculated safety and casual hedonism, both reject the risk and adventure that make love meaningful. Both deny that love might demand something beyond our immediate comfort. Even marriage now comes with prenuptial agreements and exit strategies. Love requires philosophical defense to reinvent it for our time. As Arthur Rimbaud declared, love needs reinventing. The task is to reclaim risk and adventure against the tyranny of safety, rediscovering love as a radical act of courage in a world organized around eliminating uncertainty. Western philosophy has framed love in three main ways: romantic soul matching, commercial exchange, or skeptical dismissal as disguised sexual drive. Beyond these limited views, love emerges as a quest for truth, experiencing the world from the perspective of difference rather than identity, from two rather than one. Love becomes an existential project constructing a world from a decentered point of view. Unlike mere ethical encounters with otherness, love isn't primarily about communion or self-sacrifice, but about creation. This creative process manifests in private languages between lovers and new social circles they generate together. Love functions as a philosophical operator that challenges both individualistic and collectivist paradigms. When we truly love, we see reality not just through our own eyes, but through the perspective created by our difference from and connection with another, transforming our entire way of being in the world. Love begins with a random encounter that somehow becomes the foundation for profound connection. This raises a question: how can pure chance transform into truth? How can something unpredictable become the meaning of two lives experiencing the world through different perspectives? This transition from chance to destiny makes love declarations perilous. The declaration unfolds through subtle gestures, half-spoken words, and meaningful silences. It represents extracting something enduring from mere chance, a commitment, a fidelity. When lovers say, "I will always love you," they're transforming the arbitrary into the essential. Love demonstrates how eternity can exist within life's time span. The promise means, "I will continue to reinvent life with you, seeing the world anew through our difference." Time feels different in love. Moments of intense connection seem to escape ordinary temporality, creating eternal moments. Yet love also extends through time, transforming days and years through its persistent presence. This dual relationship to time, both transcending it and working within it, gives love its unique power to change how we experience existence, making the ordinary extraordinary and the momentary eternal. Politics examines what people can achieve collectively, while love tests if two people can make difference creative. As family socializes love, the state represses political enthusiasm. Politics necessarily involves enemies, those whose decisions we cannot tolerate affecting us. In politics, struggle against enemies defines the action, while in love, rivals remain external. Love's dramas stay internal, representing identity battling difference. The connection between love and politics emerges during revolutionary periods. The French Revolution transformed both political structures and conceptions of love by establishing divorce and civil marriage, enabling relationships based on mutual choice. Similarly, 1960s sexual liberation movements linked political freedom with new relationship forms. Though distinct, politics confronts hatred, not love. Both love and political passion involve point-by-point processes requiring vigilance. Both discover new possibilities rather than merely reproducing existing structures. Collective capability in politics, experiencing the world through difference in love. Art does justice to love's events, restoring their intense power in ways philosophy cannot. While theory orders love's dynamics retrospectively, art captures its full sensory dimension, the textures, emotions, and vivid details that make experiences immediate. André Breton recognized this connection. Both art and love represent moments that break through ordinary existence, creating ruptures in everyday life. The Surrealists championed l'amour fou, mad love, as an event beyond order and law. Works like Breton's Nadja illustrate the poetics of mysterious encounters that become mad love, chance meetings transformed into destiny through passion. In these narratives, random street encounters become portals to profound connection, and ordinary objects take on magical significance. While Surrealists celebrated love's miraculous encounter, we might advocate for a more laborious concept, constructing eternity within time through the experience of the two. Love requires sustained work, being at one with yourself and the other, thinking and changing together while maintaining individual identity. Literature contains surprisingly little about love's endurance over time. Theater often depicts young lovers triumphing over family opposition, while great novels frequently focus on love's impossibility. Yet Samuel Beckett, chronicler of despair, writes of love's obstinacy in Happy Days, where Winnie, buried up to her neck in earth, still finds meaning through her relationship with Willie, a powerful image of love's persistence in extreme circumstances. Love must be reinvented and defended as resistance against market logic and political division. When identity politics dominates, love is threatened. People in love trust difference rather than suspecting it, while reactionaries are suspicious of difference in the name of identity. Defending love means challenging the identity cult by embracing what is different and unique. In our age of calculated relationships, defending love's radical nature becomes political. To insist on love's transformative power, its ability to create truth through difference, challenges dominant ideologies. Against the market's reduction of relationships to transactions and nationalism's fear of difference, love offers a vision of a world built from the perspective of two, where difference becomes creative rather than threatening. We must praise love not as sentimental indulgence, but as revolutionary practice. In a world organized around safety, calculation, and identity, love stands as a defiant affirmation that meaningful experiences come through risk, commitment, and embracing difference. To love is to choose uncertainty over safety, creation over consumption, and the adventure of difference over the comfort of sameness.